What's going on, everybody? Jay Wright with Frustrated Black Christian Podcast, Season 2, Episode 2. It's just me by myself this time, and I just want to catch everybody up on where we're going, where we're focused on, what we're aiming to here with Frustrated Black Christian Podcast, and everything that's been going on with me, because I took a little break. I think my last podcast was maybe in November, and I took a small break, and last week was our first episode. Shout out to Tim Shropshire, comedian Tim Shropshire, my brother, my friend. Very dope conversation that we had, and I just really appreciate not just the comedy and the laughs that he brought, but he really dropped some jewels. And shout out to Jemiah James, my cousin down south, who won the $50 giveaway. He answered the question. He was the first to answer the question. What did Tim do at his talent show in high school? And it was, he did the expression of dance like Jordan did on the Bernie Mac show. It was very hilarious just to think about that. But shout out to Tim. Shout out to everybody. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for joining me. We got a lot of great stuff coming along this year. I told y'all that we are taking things to the next level. We're taking things to, we're doing bigger and better things. We're stepping out on faith, not really knowing where we're going, but we know where we're going, if that makes sense. Just trusting God every step of the way, and just kind of like operating in my purpose, operating in who God made me to be, and just focusing on establishing Frustrated Black Christian podcast. And I kind of want to talk about that a little bit more, just kind of go in depth, because I kind of feel crazy when I still say Frustrated Black Christian podcast, because during my break, one of the things I did is I met with my uncle, who is kind of like a, he works in marketing for a major company, and he's very good at what he does. He does a great job. And one of the things I was talking to him about was, you know, Frustrated Black Christian Podcast was birthed out of my frustration. I kept waiting and waiting and waiting for other people to follow up with what they wanted to do, or whatever the case might have been. And at one point I just kind of got fed up, and I was frustrated and saying, you know what, I'm not going to wait on nobody else. I'm going to focus on myself, and I'm going to get it for myself. So, excuse me, I named this podcast based on what I was feeling. I was frustrated, I was black, and I was a Christian. Never was this podcast intended to be just for black people. This is not a black person podcast. Although we do talk about what's going on in our society, what's going on among the black culture, I try to expand the conversation to bigger things, to a wider perspective. I believe there's conversation with anybody. You can have a conversation with anybody. You can learn from any and everybody. So I don't want to just be limited to the black or the frustrated or just the Christian. I am the black frustrated Christian, and this is my podcast. So that's why you get the name Frustrated Black Christian Podcast. And I hope I explained that. I hope it makes sense. But anyways, as I was meeting with my uncle, and I was telling him, you know, I birthed this thing out of frustration, but I'm at a point in life where there has to be more. If you base your life off of trying to prove something to somebody, or being upset with somebody, or trying to show them they shouldn't have never doubted me, or they should have never let me down, so I'll show them, man, your life will be surrounded by trying to prove something to somebody. And when you really you realize true freedom is I don't have to prove anything to anyone. I just need to be myself. I just need to be who God destined me to be. I just need to be who I've dreamed about ever since I was a young kid. That's who I need to work on. I need to work on me. Trying to prove something to somebody, you are running in quicksand. You'll never prove something to somebody because you know what? It'll never be satisfying to them to where they say, you know what? You were right. They might give you a little credit, but most of the time you're going to run into those people with those yeah, but type people. You know, yeah, it was good, but yeah, but this was this and this was that. So it'll never be pleasing to people. So you got to kind of get your mindset off of people, get your mindset off of focusing on their negativity and how they doubted you and how they thought less of you or whatever. And you just kind of got to focus and lock in on what you were destined to do. And that's kind of like where I am. So basically what I was telling my uncle is like, for the third time, I birthed this out of frustration, but I'm in a place right now where I'm not frustrated anymore. I'm just focused. So I'm trying to take things to the next level. And, you know, I kept saying next level through our whole conversation. So after I was done talking, he was like, he writing notes and stuff like that. And he was like, you know, as you were talking, there was one thing that you kept saying, and I think it's really significant. Cause that's what he does. He like listens and he writes down what, you know, catches his attention. And I guess the thing that I was saying the most was next level, next level, next level. And yeah, when he kind of like spoke that and we talked about the next level for a while, because that's where where I'm focused on is the next level. I got a lot of other projects that I'm working on. I got some other things that I'm trying to do. I got some other a business that I'm trying to establish, you know what I'm saying? So it's all about taking things to the next level. So with that being said, you know, this might come as a disappointment to some, but, you know, you got to grow. Frustrated Black Christian was my cocoon. Next level is my butterfly. So from now on, this podcast will be named Next Level with Jay Wright. This is the Next Level podcast with Jay Wright. And I got some great information coming, some great people lined up. You know, I like I said, I really stepped out of the box and stepped out on faith. And I got some people from outside of my circle and just conversating with them, people that I admire, people who are taking things to the next level. And they can kind of give us insight and perspective on different aspects and different avenues on taking things to the next level in the area that they operate in. So we're going to still talk about the issues. We're going to talk about race. We're going to talk about church, things that's going on in the church and being a leader in today's society. We're going to talk about different things. We're going to talk about love. We're going to talk about vices. You know what I'm saying? We got all got different vices and different strongholds that we need to confront, that we need to talk about that's been holding us back from going to the next level. We want to talk about all these things and address them and have a conversation about them, because I believe a lot of breakthroughs and deliverances can come through simple conversation. It doesn't have to be an emotional fix. It doesn't have to be a long drawn out thing or whatever like that. It can be a conversation and a made up mind where your life can turn for the better. Hope I'm making sense what I'm saying. So this season of Frustrated Black Christian, we're going to be having the conversation, having those difficult conversations. I'm going to be revealing some things about myself, some things that I am in the midst of working out my own soul salvation with fear and trembling that I'm working with. And I believe one of my callings is this: transparency is a avenue to bring on deliverance for somebody else. So I'm going to be transparent about a lot of things, and hopefully my transparency can be a blessing to you, to encourage you as you are on your journey. I'm not here to judge anybody. Some people say that, you know, Elijah, when you're too, Jay, whatever you're calling me these days, you are too open. You're too, you know, you talk too much, you tell too much of your business. And the truth is, you know, I just believe in being transparent and being honest because, you know, you take the power away from people when you are, when you live in your truth, when you operate in your truth. You know, people don't have the power to, you know, hang something over your head about a mistake you made if you're just transparent about it. You're talking about what you was and not where you are right now, where you were and where you are right now. So I have no problem talking about, you know, my past struggles and different things that I might have went through and different things that Akeisha and I have went through our marriage and stuff like that. I just been believing being just open and honest or whatever like that. That's me. That might not be you. That's just me. So, you know, like I said, we want to develop the conversation here at the Next Level Podcast. So, you know, I'm just excited about, you know, different things. Now we're going to have a different format. This is what we want to do. So twice a month, it'll be just me by myself. Then we'll have an episode with a special guest. And then once a month as well, we'll have my team, a commentary team, two people that I really trust and I really admire, I really look up to. I really trust their opinion. They are people who are well-versed. They are smart. They have experience. They've made their mistakes or whatever the case may be. And I'm just excited about, you know, joining forces with them, you know. And I'm talking about, first, the lady, my sister, the host of Danae's Dialogue, Taylor Harris, my sister, she's going to be on with me, joining me on these podcasts. And also, as well, my brother, my little brother, my protege, Alden James, he's going to join me. And we're all the three of us going to be, we're going to do combined episodes together. And we're just going to talk about the different subjects that might be going on in our society, or maybe that topic that we're talking about for the month. So that's going to be the format going on for the podcast going from this point on. Two episodes from me by myself, one episode with the team, and then we'll have a special guest probably at the end of the month. So, you know, I'm just excited as always. You say he's always excited. I have no other choice but to be excited. I've been so negative for so long. I've been down on myself for so long. I've doubted myself for so long that I'm just not in the place to be negative. Negative is just wasted energy. And I don't have time to waste any energy because I got somewhere that I'm trying to go. I have a business that I'm trying to establish with Right Media Group. And I'm trying to build a dynasty for, you know, my wife and for my family, my daughters, and I just establish some things. I begin to talk to Keisha, you know, because I work overnight now. I went back to work, you know, doing an overnight job because my family needed it. And I'm a man first, and I hadn't handled my business as a man. So, you know, I went back to work, started working overnights, and it's a cool job. Then I work in the mornings at the radio station. So, and then, you know, I'm not going to go down a whole line. Just know that your boy is busy. But I was talking to Keisha, who was texting, and she'll text me in the middle of the night to make sure, one, that I'm up, that I ain't fall asleep on these people's job, two, just to make sure that I'm okay. And, you know, we were conversating and we were talking about, you know, just different things or whatever like that. And I told her that I just feel like I'm so far behind right now that I don't have the time or the energy to focus on anything other than what I'm trying to achieve, what I'm trying to accomplish. That doesn't mean that I won't help anybody. That doesn't mean that I don't want to see others succeed, because I do want to see others succeed. But if you know me, you know that Olajuwon has been a selfless person for so long. I've always looked out for everybody else other than myself, more than myself or whatever like that. And it has come back to burn me or whatever like that. It has caused damage in my relationship with my wife. Just being straight up with you, we've never talked about divorce, but there were some times, there were some strenuous times throughout our marriage. And if you're married, you know exactly what I'm talking about, because we all have those moments where you just have those strenuous moments where things are just not in a good place, but you know you're not going anywhere, whatever the case may be. So, you know, me and Keisha had those moments or whatever like that. And I had to learn, you know, if I don't want to jeopardize my relationship with my wife, if I don't want to jeopardize my family or whatever like that and put us in a worse state, I had to grow up even more and swallow some bitter pills and begin to take that medicine so it can do me better, so that I could focus on my family, so that I could focus on our goals, so that I could focus on our ministry. And I'm gonna tell you the truth, ever since that God has allowed me and given me this next chance to prove myself and really get out there and get it, you know, I've been more effective in all other areas of my life. I've been a better pastor, I believe. I've been a better radio DJ. I've been a better worker. I've been a better husband, first of all, and I've been a better father or whatever. Because it's just not good. You know, a marriage is not good being stressed out. And what happened was, because I carried that determination, because I carried that focus and that drive to better myself so that I could better my family, like I said, everything else started improving. And, you know, God began to show me even more things in my life where he wanted to expand me. I told Keisha on last night that I see God's hand putting things back together in our lives, and he's establishing us. And as a matter of fact, he's already established us. And I'm just kind of like just hungry. I'm focused. I'm kind of literally hungry too, but that's just another way for another day. But I'm hungry for knowledge. I'm hungry for my passion. I'm determined to finish this thing out for the time that I have left on earth. I'm going to go get it. I'm not waiting on anybody else. I'm not negative about it. I'm not bitter about it. I'm not hating on anybody about it. I'm in this for myself. I'm in this for my family. I'm in this for you all, those who believe in me, and I believe in you, and we're building something together in whatever aspect you are building. I believe in you, and I believe in the work that you are doing, that if we all put our shoulder to the wheel and we work the works of that God has given us all, I believe that we will all be great. We will all be successful. We won't have to hate on one another. We won't have to try to do one another in. We can have integrity, because integrity matters in these days. Money doesn't really matter. Your integrity does, because your money will run out, but your integrity can stay, and it will speak for you when you're not able to speak for yourself. So that's what I'm focused on. I'm focused on the work. I'm not worried about anything else other than the work that I am, that I have, that God has purposed for my life, that God has placed in my destiny. I'm not waiting on anybody to validate me in the work that God has called me to do. What I've said, what I've proclaimed, what I've declared and told the people and decreed to the people, that this is the work that God has called me to do. I'm focused on getting the work done. I'm focused on getting the job done. So I have this hunger in me. I have this passion in me. I have this drive in me to just get it, y'all. I don't have time to complain. I don't have time to talk about who did what to me and how they made me feel, because I did that in the past and it got me nowhere. I'm focused on working on me. One of the first messages that God gave me for this year for our ministry, Run Jacks, shout out to the tribe, shout out to the people of Run Jacks, Reviving the United Nations Jacksonville. Shout out to my people. I love y'all to death. To death with an F. But I love y'all for real, real. I love everybody, but I love my people. But anyways, one of the first messages that God gave me of this year came from Genesis, the 49th chapter and the 27th verse. And in that scripture, Jacob was getting ready to die. So what he did was he gathered his sons together and he began to pray over his sons. But if you really study, what happened was he wasn't praying over his son, more so he was speaking over his sons. I guess you still consider that praying, but it was more like he was prophesying over his sons' lives. And he began to prophesy over each one of his sons. And he got to his son Benjamin, and he said that Benjamin is like a ravenous wolf. He will rave throughout the day, and then at night he will divide his spoils. And the topic that God had given me for our ministry from that verse was where my dog's at. And I just kind of began to talk about the wolf and how he is always persistent. He is relentless in his pursuit. Talks about how the wolf, when you study about the wolf will run between 8 to 10 hours to pursue what it is that he is after, to tear through whatever he has to tear through. And he's not tearing through just to tear through, but he's tearing through with intent to provide for his family, to provide for their family. They run in packs. They run together, and they are strategic. They are a very strategic animal, and they just get it until they get what they need, and they get it through the day, and then at night they divide their spoil. And that's kind of like the mindset that God has given me. I'm in a place right now while it is daytime in my life, while it is, God has given me life. He's given me breath. He's given me the activity of my limbs. He's placed me in my right mind. Now I sound like I'm telling testimony, whatever. But anyways, long as I have all of these functions of my body, now is the time for me to get out there and get it. Now is the time for me to pursue and to be relentless and to pursue and get everything that God has set out for me. No, are things perfect? No, they're not perfect, but it's still the opportunity for me to get out there and go get it. It's still the opportunity for me. I can do something. I might can't do everything that I want to do, or everything that my body might not allow me to do everything, but I can do something. So I have the mindset that I'm going to get focused, and I'm going to improve day by day. I'm going to improve at least 1% better. My favorite college football team, Florida State Seminoles, shout out to the Noles, Coach Mike Norvell has this thing where he tells his team to get 1% better every day. And that's kind of like where I am. The least that I'm going to do is I'm going to at least get 1% better each and every day. If I made a mistake on yesterday, guess what? I'm going to work on not making that mistake on today. And if I make it on today, I'm going to work on not making that mistake tomorrow. The Bible says a righteous man falls 7 times, but he gets back up again. We cannot stay in the state that we're in. We cannot stay and complain and be a victim all of our lives. It has not gotten us anywhere, and we got to get up. We got to get motivated. We got to get focused. We got to get that hunger back inside of us, and we got to pursue, and we got to be relentless, and we can't give up until we get to the place where we know we need to be. And if we give our best, I just believe that God will bless us, and God will bless your hands, and God will bless your heart and give you better ideas if you're just faithful to what you have right now. If you're just faithful to what you can do right now, don't wait on anybody else to do it for you. God has given you all the tools. God has given you all the ingredients for you to make a masterpiece, for you to make something big out of your life. Because as long as God is in it, it's going to be great, y'all. Stop doubting yourself. Stop talking down about yourself. Stop feeling like if you don't have the support of certain ones or certain individuals that you won't achieve, you will be successful. Sometimes God will test us to see whether we're going to go out there and get it by ourselves, and then as we are faithful doing it by ourselves, so you keep your head down and you keep working. Here's the thing: you look around, you're gonna see somebody beside you, you're gonna see somebody that believes in you, you're gonna see somebody that's encouraging you or whatever like that. Because you know, I had to get it out the mud my own self, you know, and I'm still in the mud, and I'm still trying to get it out, and I'm still trying to establish what I got to establish for my family and I. And I don't want to sound like I'm fussing right now, but I'm trying to get you up and get you encouraged and get you motivated so that you can get out there and do what you were supposed to do. I had to get out there and get it. I had only a few people that really said they believed in me and showed that they believed in me when it came down to this podcast. Taylor was one of my biggest supporters. And of course, Akeisha is number one. There's nobody higher than Akeisha Sharon. That girl got my back regardless of, and she's always had my back, and she continues to have my back. So, you know, there's nobody else higher than her. But my sister Taylor, she was a strong encourager. She was there with me. She's there to give me tips and give me different tools and things on how I can improve the work that I'm doing or whatever the case may be. My brother Alden, my brother Dedrick, you know what I'm saying? Just certain ones. I don't want to start naming names, but people who have invested and shown that they are invested in what I'm doing. My brother Rod and stuff like that, Sheldon and Mario, you know, I got a small crew and I got a small group of people that believe in me, and I believe in them too. And I believe in everybody, but whatever the case might be, but I don't base my gift anymore based on whether anybody believes in me or not. I am hungry for myself. I don't know if y'all hear this. My daughter Riley, she is walking around the house right now, and she's making noise. She just woke up from her nap, so she's fired up. Hopefully she don't crash in here. But if she does crash, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it going, because I only have a few more minutes with y'all. Because on these episodes with me by myself, these are kind of going to be motivational talks. These are kind of going to be these one-on-one conversations between me and you, to where I'm trying to motivate you and get you focused for your week. As you can tell, we've came back on Monday because I believe Mondays are a great way to start your week off. You can't help but start your week off with Monday. But I'm saying this podcast is a great way to start your week off, to get you motivated, to get you hungry, to get you focused, so that you could take on any obstacles or any hindering things that will try to come your way, for you to be level headed, for you to be strategic, for you to get out there and for you to get it, so that you can, you know, get it all, man. It's time for us to get it all. Why not? You know, why settle? We're not settling anymore, y'all. We've settled long enough. We've settled too many other times, and we've expected others to help us and others to do for us when they might have had the best intent, but they wasn't able to help. So even though they had the best intent, your focus should now be to just move on. It's not hating on them. It's not, you know, wishing evil upon them or trying to, you know, they let me down or whatever like that. Let that stuff go so you can move forward. A lot of us are carrying a lot of dead weight. A lot of us are carrying a lot of issues that if we simply let go, we'll be successful. So we kind of got to get the made up mind and get that made up focus that, you know, regardless of who's supporting me and who's not supporting me, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to get it for myself. I'm going to go out there and get it for my family. I'm going to get it because this is my destiny. My destiny. Take ownership of your destiny and be the great person you are destined to be. I'm excited, man. And please don't get me wrong. Just because I say I'm excited, that does not mean that I'm not tired. I am tired. I'm very tired. I'm very sleepy. I don't get the rest that I used to get. But you know what? I get up and I'm excited, and I go out there and I get it because I know that I'm going after something. You know, sleeping around and wasting time, I'm just not with it anymore. I'm just in the words of Kanye West, I'm not mean, I'm just focused. So I'm just, you know, trying to get it, and everybody, I hope that you all out there are getting it. And if you're not, it's not too late to get up right now. I told the church, let me calm down. And I'm not going to start over. Y'all just going to have to accept me for who I am. And I'm going to get better as time go on. Y'all be able to say, you know, I remember his early stages of his podcast. He used to stutter all the time and he used to say the wrong words all the time. He used to mispronounce the wrong words all the time. But look how he's grown. I want you to see my growth. I want you to see that I am improving, that 1%, I'm getting better 1% every day. So it's all good. I embrace my flaws because my flaws are only temporary, and it's a stepping stone to my ultimate improvement. But anyways, I was telling the church this on this morning, that for years we have carried around dead weight, waiting on the validation of others. We waited on the validation or the approval or to be included in a circle where you was never meant to be in. You were focused on trying to be approved when you never needed their approval or you never needed their validation. I wasted 6 years of being a pastor, 6 years of a ministry that could have been so further along, so that I already feel is ahead of its time. But I can imagine just how further we could have been if I wasn't focused on trying to be approved by other pastors, other ministries, to say, oh yeah, that's my boy and all that kind of stuff like that, and selling myself short or whatever the case may be. And those things are like dead weight. Those things it dampens your destiny because you'll never be good enough in the sight of man or whatever the case may be. But so once you learn that, you have to be in a place to just focus and get it. Getting up is the hardest part of it all. That's what I told the church also on this morning, and that's what I wanted to say. Thank you, God. Getting up is the hardest part. If you can just get up, everything else will just flow. You tired, but if you get up, your body is already, you train your body to go out there and get it. If you could just get up, your body will start doing what it's used to doing. So what is your body trained to do? Is your body trained to lay in the bed? Is your body trained to complain? Is your body trained to talk about how sore you are and how you're hurting and giving yourself excuses? But can you be mature enough to retrain your mind, retrain your body, ask God to retrain you, to refocus you on what you need to do? Just like I said, just because I'm excited does not mean I'm tired. I'm not tired. I am tired. I would love to take my daughter and my wife, my daughters and my wife away for a week or so. I would love to do that. But at this place that we are in right now, it's just not feasible. I got to get out here and I got to get it. We'll eventually get there. We'll eventually be in a place where we can do it. And, you know, we're going to take our when the girls go on spring break, we'll take a small getaway then. But I'm saying, as far as like a vacation, we're not in a place to do that right now. We got to get it and we got to establish something. One thing I thought about, and we should get ready to get out of here. It's not sound like I'm preaching. I guess I have been preaching this whole time because I'm trying to motivate you. But anyways, one thing that God showed me as I've been praying on this me changing or me morphing into who I'm destined to be, is one thing is that I eat my seeds, meaning the things that God has given me that will help grow my destiny, the things that will help grow my family and our destiny. Instead of sowing those seeds that God has given me, I eat my seeds, and then I don't have anything to grow or to have a foundation for growth. So therefore, I had to check myself and get some things in order and begin to strategize and budget. And Keisha and I begin to just write out some stuff for our family, some stuff that we want. And not only that, but what it's going to take. Understanding the sacrifices that it will take to get there. The Bible tells us to count up the cost, and that's what we've been doing. And now that I know not just what I want to do, but what I need to do to get there, I am focused and I am going to get there. And y'all are going to see my journey. And I hope and pray that my journey is an encouragement to you all, for you to jump in your personal journey, for you to go get it. You can do it. You can achieve. You will be great. You must be great. You have all the tools that it takes for you to be the person that you have envisioned, that God has shown you to be. That was not a fantasy. That was not a dream. That was God showing you what he made you to be. I'm not talking about no fairy tale or whatever like that, but I'm talking about that thing that you've been thinking about ever since you were a kid. There were red flags. There were flags along the way to show you your destiny, to show you your purpose. And now that you realize your destiny and your purpose, now is the time for you to focus and to go get it. It's time, y'all. It's time for the next level. It's time to take things to the next level. I will not be comfortable at the level I am in. I am hungry. I am focused. I am driven. I will go get it. I will step up. I will achieve and go get the next level. Let's go get it, y'all. Let's go be great. I believe in you. God believes in you. You believe in you. And that's all that it really matters. If you feel like you don't got nobody that doesn't believe in you, say this: Olajuwon, J. Wright, AJ on the radio, whatever my name is. I got a couple of names. He believes in me. And I'm going to get it. So let's do it, people. It's time for the next level. Time to get things and take things up. Let's go a little higher, y'all. All right. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for listening to formerly Frustrated Black Christian Podcast, now known as the Next Level Podcast with J. Wright. All right. I love y'all. I pray y'all have a blessed week. Be focused. As I always say, remember to be positive, be productive, be purposeful, continue to progress, and we'll see you next week for another episode of Next Level with J. Wright. Peace.